Shipping corrugated across India, APAC and the US. From Axiom Global Packaging Solutions. A corrugated spec is not portable. The same box, built to the same drawing, behaves differently in a Chennai monsoon warehouse, a Singapore transshipment yard and a dry inland USDC, because board strength moves with moisture, and because the hazards of each lane are not the same. Shipping across India, APAC and the US means designing for the lane, not for the head office. Humidity is the variable that catches people out. Corrugated board is hygroscopic, it takes up moisture from the air, and as it does, compression strength falls. This is not a rounding error. It is the single largest environmental factor on whether your stack holds. Which is why every credible board figure is quoted alongside a climate, and why the standard reference is 23°C and 50% relative humidity. That is a laboratory baseline for comparability. It is not a description of anywhere your product will ever sit. A monsoon season warehouse in coastal India, or a container crossing the tropics, is a fundamentally different environment, and a pack specified only against the lab number has been specified for a life it does not lead. The practical move, find out the actual conditions, warehouse RH, container dwell, season, and derate against them. If nobody knows those numbers, measuring them is a higher value exercise than any further optimization. Time under load is the other one. Compression tests are short. Storage is not. Board creeps. Under sustained load it deforms slowly, and a stack that comfortably passed a press test can fail after weeks. Combine creep with rising humidity, a long, damp dwell, and the two effects compound. Export lanes with port delays and slow customs are precisely where this bites, and it is why the same pack that works fine on a two-day domestic parcel lane collapses on a six-week sea route. Pick the test standard from the lane, not the letterhead. There is no single global rulebook, and using the wrong one produces a certificate that certifies nothing relevant. ASTM D4169 defines a distribution cycle, a sequence of hazards standing in for a journey. Choose the cycle that matches the real one. ASTM D642 covers box compression, which is the stacking question. ISTA 3A is the general parcel profile, drops, vibration, atmospheric conditioning. ISTA 6 covers member-specific e-commerce profiles, relevant when a marketplace customer mandates one. DIN 55468-1 governs board grades, flute profiles and dimensional tolerances, DIN N20187 defines the test climate. ISO 2859 is the acceptance sampling standard your incoming quality team uses regardless of geography. A US-bound East Commerce lane and an intra-India LTL lane may both be shipping boxes and still need different profiles. Test to the lane the pack actually travels. What changes by lane? See the table in the article for the figures. Export is where triple wall, moisture-resistant liners and conservative derating earn their cost. It is also where an under-specified pack is most expensive to get wrong, because the failure is discovered furthest from home. Material availability is not uniform either. Liner and medium supply differs by region. Kraft liner and test liner are not interchangeable in performance, and which is economically available varies by market and by season. A spec written around a grade that is routine in one region can be a special order, with a lead time and a price to match, in another. So specify the performance and the test the board must satisfy, and let the regional plant meet it with locally available furnish where it can. A spec that mandates a particular mill's product across three continents is a supply chain risk written into a drawing. Manufacture near the demand. Empty boxes are mostly air. Shipping them long distances is expensive per unit of value and carries an avoidable carbon cost, so producing close to the filling line is usually the right structure. That is a straightforward argument. The harder part is consistency. If three plants make the same box, they must genuinely make the same box. What travels between plants should be the specification, dye line, board performance requirement, tolerances, flute direction, print, along with the acceptance plan. What does not travel is the assumption that the local furnish or the local climate is the same. A practical checklist before a spec crosses a border. What is the destination warehouse RH and the worst season? What is the real dwell time under load, not the planned one? Which test profile matches this lane, and has this pack been tested to it, conditioned? Is the board grade specified by performance, or by a furnish the local plant cannot source? Is flute direction called out, and is it verified at the receiving plant? Does the acceptance plan, defect classes, AQL, tolerances, apply identically at every plant? For export, has creep over the full transit duration been considered, not just a press test? None of this is exotic engineering. It is mostly the discipline of asking what the lane is really like before deciding what the box should be, and re-asking when the lane changes, because lanes change more often than specifications do.